Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everybody, welcome to Reality Gaze. This is Maddie. Poodle is just fixing himself a drink right now. We're what this below deck. Well, we have you might hear some music in the background, but we have a very special guest with us today. Y'all, we've got Gerald the floating unicorn.
Hey everybody! I know I've been very popular. Listen, y'all.
Where are you?
I know you want to take me home. Potum, I'm in Ibiza, girl.
Okay, Gerald, could you just tell them to turn down the music so we can hear you, Gerald?
Oh, sorry. Clarence. That's my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Louisa, right. Turn it. That's my wife. She's come on
your
the
wife.
Trip.
Your yeah. wife.
We've been
your
married.
Wife, Louisa.
Yeah, she was on the trip. You saw her. She was the little pool float, the little one that the fat queen was wearing.
Oh, that was your wife. Oh,
that's my wife.
Oh,
we have been together. We have 14 years of wedded bliss.
Do y'all have a lot of sex?
Not familiar. It's actually hard because she's so little, you know. Okay. She can ride on me, but that's okay, kind of it.
Gerald, I'm really impressed that you've really traveled around the world.
Girl, I've been around the world and I find my baby everywhere.
What's next for
really?
You? What's next for you, Gerald the Unicorn?
You know, I got a lot of irons in the fire, but don't put it too close because I'm actually will pop. If you actually put iron, I'm starting my cool for the summer stand-up comedy pool float tour.
Oh, would
who
you
knew?
Like,
the first.
Would you do have a joke prepared for us right now? Can you tell us a joke?
I don't tell jokes per se. I just give you my experience.
Your observational comedy.
What the comedy I do is more, let's call it creative and it's kind of above what you would normally do. It's very niche.
Okay.
I tell long form stories that are thoroughly and integrated with my message of inclusion and acceptance.
Oh, well, happy Pride, Gerald. I love that.
What do you mean, Pride?
Well, everybody, thanks, Gerald, for being here today. We appreciate you.
People talk about Pride. I don't know. I'm just covered in rainbows because that's God's promise, you know.
All right, Gerald, we're going to see
God's it's God's promise to Noah.
Two by two, you and your wife can
and
go.
God up. Promised me that I'll be saved if I am with a woman.
So you've never
pool float.
You've never looked at a pool float of a big, long, girthy, thick alligator with one of them alligator tail with those handles that you just hang on to on back. You never looked at them and thought about sinning? Just little.
You know what? Me and an alligator had a thing in college one time, and you can kind of grab on to the little alligator handles.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of grabbed onto that, but I didn't put anything in.
So, then you're fine.
I think it's fun.
You're still going to go to the gates.
I've definitely dipped my unicorn horn in lots of pools, if you know what I mean. But all I know is, girl, padam, padam, I want to make me feel it. Padam, padam, that's my song of the summer. I've always loved Mistress Kylie Minogue. I don't know why. There's just something about her.
She is a gay icon.
Not familiar.
All right, Gerald, we're going to see you. Thanks for being on the show.
I'm going to go with these other queens.
All right.
Later. Have fun.
Later.
Hey,
tell your wife we said hi.
Who? Oh, okay.
Poodle, you're back. You missed it.
Oh, I love Gerald when he shows up.
This is Below Deck Sailing Yacht, everybody.
Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Y'all, I got to say, this charter was lovely. The guests were lovely. But I feel like I felt when I would come home from working a Pride weekend at the bookstore, I can't handle any more Pride. I can't handle any more rainbow. I can't handle any more synthetic fibers.
A lot.
It was a lot. And I'm glad that Pride, I am thankful for what Pride is and what people and the barrier breakers who brought Pride.
We need Pride still.
It was just a lot. It was a lot in two episodes. I felt like it was like three Pride dinners and the costumes. I feel like I would be really tired.
Yeah.
with wearing so many things. I think the Pride dinner was enough, but I don't think we needed costumes both nights. But yeah, they were lovely.
Because you wouldn't if you were on a ship.
But I've got to say, they really did ring out every single gay thing about Pride.
They got it all in there.
Flag, they turned it in all the sweat, like Harvey Milk sweat.
Just poured out of it. Y'all, this is episode 14 called Hurricane Bonnie, but we've also already, remember y'all, like Gay Pride, we're getting DP'd. So there's two episodes. So episode 15. We're putting them in the same episode called She Loves Me Not. Again, I don't know why they're doing this. We honestly don't enjoy it. This whole like double it. And honestly, for us, I've told Poodle, I said, it makes it almost drudgery. It makes it almost like a chore to watch two episodes. I really like, they're not bad episodes, but it's just too much. It's too much Below Deck. So anyway, but we're going to do both of these episodes. Hopefully we'll get through all of it. I don't know. Poodle's family's coming over and he has to make dinner at his mother's house. So we might get interrupted by his nephews and niece and we'll have to just end the show.
Screaming and banging on the door because they don't mind good.
So let's just get into it. Announcements. It doesn't matter.
Announcements.
We're going on vacation next week. We'll catch up on the shows later on. All right, Poodle, what's your first tea bag?
My first tea bag is Captain Glenn low-key humiliating Daisy with the radios and Gary. I laughed.
Trolling her.
Gary or Daisy turned down her radio and they all don't like to be. And so the fact
that you know that Daisy, like someone she was talking on The Walking Dead, Daisy was like, "Ew, give me good shit up." And she turned it down and forgot to turn it up.
And y'all, Daisy won't admit it. So Captain Glenn's like, "We're going to do a test on the radios at every part of the boat, if you can hear me." And of course, Gary is doing, he's like, "Loud and clear, Glenn." And Colin just goes, "They're just taking the piss out of him now." And just was laughing about it.
This
was hysterical. This is the thing, y'all. Glenn loves, he doesn't take life too seriously. And he's not immune to a little fun.
No.
And it's why he's my favorite captain.
Same. I love him.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
But I loved that. It was a moment because I think even though this charter has been good,
Daisy has really had a bad season. She's her not been on her game. And no, I think I've decided I am tired of Gary. I'm tired of the same thing. I'm tired of the same behavior. And I got to a point where I can't just continually say, oh, it's just Gary being Gary.
Nope.
Because he's, in a weird way, he's aware of it.
He's aware of it, yeah.
And so I
not
just...
Not in a weird way. In a very clear way, he's aware of it.
And so I don't know why we should continue to tolerate it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be a point in time. This is a spoiler, and I need to say this. Spoiler alert! If you're worried, do we want to hear about what next season? It's been Pillow Deck Yacht Sailing. Some are wondering: was Daisy going to be back? Is Gary going to be back? We were thinking they weren't. There were pictures they're filming currently in Ibiza, and both Daisy and Gary were photographed.
Who knows if they're Colin?
But no Colin. Now, he might not have been there that night. But and it looked like a completely new group of deckies and stews.
All right, then.
So that's where we are with that. I think Gary is going to have a lot to answer for on the reunion. Because Andy Cohen's going to like, Gary, why were you such a jerk this season? I mean, really? Yeah,
he is.
That wonky eye.
He is.
Anyway, what's your next teabag?
Chase says, I'm a 10. I'm tall and I have a massive cock.
And we saw it in the Speedo. Did you see it?
I wanted to say, oh God, he's so full of himself. He does not have a massive
cock.
It's not massive. Holy shit.
But it's
that's
big.
A big dick.
It's big. I know.
When we saw it, I think Chase has no game and he's so off on it that it completely confused the gift and you couldn't see the dick.
I totally
what
agree.
The dick was. You couldn't
I failed.
See it. You failed, but I don't blame you for failing because you were hornswoggled.
I was bamboozled.
You were. You
I
were.
I was hornswoggled. I was beguiled.
Beguiled. Do you think Chase is too good of a Southern boy to get on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Damn.
Sadly.
Damn.
But you know who's not? Talon of Miserable Bitch and Johan. Talon, the basketball player that she dated before.
Yes.
Because y'all, just this morning, said morn, we got, obviously Talon listens or someone sent her our podcast. Like, just so y'all know. A week and counting, Miss Talon, which I wasn't sure if it was a real name or not, has an OnlyFans. We're not. You better not join it with a business card. You can join. You can do what you want to on your own.
I'm not going to report and say that he hasn't shown dick yet at all. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that there's a post that says it's coming on Wednesday.
You better not have been doing what? That. I am checking the charges.
I have to do the work. I have to do the research.
Anyway,
but it also proves, y'all, the reason he found out about us is because Miserable Bitch listens to our podcast. She told him.
She does listen. I like it how somehow she's managed to pimp two of the men who've been in her life on to showing their dicks.
She probably helped them rent it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we'll find all out about her on The Other Way coming up. So that was my... What's your next teabag?
What... I think Hurricane Bonnie was exactly what we needed this episode. I'm a little upset she didn't stay longer.
I wanted two episodes of her, yeah.
It really did look like they just copy-pasted Daisy and put dark hair on her.
It did.
They're very similar. I think Bonnie might be a little more earthy than Daisy because she even said, this one's fancy. And
a shit stirrer. She's more of a shit stirrer than Daisy.
Oh, yeah. And even though I think I liked it, what Daisy said, you know, my sister also works on yachts as a chef, but I would never, ever work with my sister. And the saddest thing is they haven't seen each other in 3 years because they both do this kind of work.
Yeah. And for COVID, a lot of times, that too. Yeah.
You're never in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what did you think about what Bonnie said to Gary and to say about Colin and Daisy being together? She's like, this guy's like me, talking about Colin. He's kind of like, you know, low key and blah, blah, blah. She's like, you need someone who's like more, you're fancy. You need someone who needs you more.
I think she called it.
I think she did too.
Yeah.
And Colin, of course, Colin's like, what the fuck is going on?
Here's the deal. And you see it even in the next episode. If Daisy didn't want Gary, she wouldn't let him flirt with her.
And she wouldn't flirt back.
And she wouldn't. I was just about to say, and she wouldn't flirt back.
No,
but she can't stop flirting with him.
It's kind of why I can't. Whenever now, what I hate is when he kind of gets closer and is like, "Give me a kiss, Daisy. Give me a kiss."
Gross.
I hate that.
Me too.
But I can't. She continues to be his best friend in a lot of ways, and she says things like, "Gonna wear a Speedo," or she flirts back. She definitely flirts back.
She even says, like, I don't know what to do. Like, do I put a boundary up for Gary
or
Colin? But I still like Colin. And I went, no, if you really like someone, you put a boundary up for them so you don't really like him.
Here's what I think. I think she's too afraid to really move forward with Colin because she's afraid she's going to lose Gary. And then, even though I could tell her 1,000 times, you won't lose Gary.
No, you won't.
As long as you're not into him, then you won't ever lose him.
Because agreed.
He's going to keep pursuing people who aren't into him.
Agreed.
I think this is such a messy season. Yeah. I've enjoyed watching it play out. I think I hit my limit this episode.
I'm kind of over the drama. It was nice with Bonnie coming in. Like, I really enjoyed Bonnie just trolling Chase and Chase throwing himself at Bonnie thinking he's going to get laid. And instead, she like flirts with everyone but him and then makes out with Alex.
Right in front of him.
Right. And I wrote, that's poodle energy.
If I knew someone wanted me, I would make sure I got along to everybody else at the party before I knew the sure bet.
The sure bet. Like, almost, if you would have asked me, I would have said that Poodle and Daisy sometimes have a little bit of the same energy, like work ethic. But now in looking at Bonnie, I went, no.
No, it's Bonnie.
Poodle's a Bonnie. Daisy's more of a, Maddie's more of a Daisy.
Agree.
Because I wouldn't know how in that, I wouldn't know about, I wouldn't want to tell anyone, no, I wouldn't want anybody to be upset with me. And I think Daisy has this too, another part of me would never want to put a boundary and turn someone away because what if they moved on and didn't love me?
Exactly.
I think that's for undercomfort, Daisy.
Your codependence.
Yep.
Sad, really. the thing about it is you can always find someone at the end of the night.
That's a Bonnie statement.
There are lots of fish in the sea. Can we talk about the charter guests? I already said before. I must say, I need to read this verbatim because I thought these charter guests were going to be insufferable. But I think on paper, they were a lot more worse than they were.
Right, yeah.
But the guys, I don't expect the chef to be as well-versed in international cuisines as I am. And so I don't expect to provide me with any dishes that aren't in their wheelhouse. And my preferences supersede those of my guests.
Wow!
Now, thankfully, that bark was worse than his bite.
Way worse.
Lovely. You know what he reminded me of? Like the gay version of the Ghosts of Christmas Ghosts of Christmas Present in the Mickey's Christmas Carol. with that thing on his head. He's like, oh, with yogurt, with pistachio, oh, with yogurt, with yogurt. Scrooge, you have been. And he's like looking in people's houses.
That's true. That's it.
This is the milk of human kindness.
That was the gayest ghost.
He was.
I don't know. Bob Marley with all those chains.
Goofy.
The Gorgil. Also, Ebenezer, big dick, Ebenezer.
You just said Bob Marley, and all I can think of is, let's get together and read the Christmas carol, Irie.
Let's get together.
Christmas spirit.
Wow. I said
One love. Let's get together and Jacob Marley.
Yeah, Bob Marley would never tell Ebenezer Scrooge to get his. He would say, "Well, he would say, be nice and just smoke some pot."
I think he would just give Scrooge a doobie, and everything would be fine.
Everything would be fine.
Anyway, what's your next one? I was going to talk about the guests, but I thought they were all fine. I was kind of disappointed that every time someone says water sports, the gays didn't make a joke.
Come on. Agreed.
There were so many opportunities missed.
I agreed. Because they did it about other things.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining.
to all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. My next teabag was, again, this is a thing I'm getting sick about with Gary, and that, like, Gary now is just, and he does it really a lot at the end of episode 15. He's just now, like, fucking with and using Mads as a play. He even says it when he says it to Daisy. Are we just using them to make the other one jealous? Daisy's not, but Gary is. The thing is, Gary can't Gary Mads because she's smarter than him. But this whole bullshit where he's like, I like you. I think you can maybe be in my life. And then they cut to 20 minutes earlier when he was trying to kiss Daisy. He's such a shit. I was like, I'm out on him.
I think it's compulsive. I think it's compulsive. I think it is completely behavioral. I think it is a real problem.
I do too.
It will never let him grow up. It's not funny like it used to be anymore.
No, it's gross. It's gross.
But it's
beautiful that Mads is like having fucking none of it.
It is, but at the same time, in episode 15, she crawls back into his bed.
Well, because she knows she's going to, yeah. I don't know why. I think the only reason she does is because she gets too horny and Alex isn't going to fuck her on the boat.
Yeah.
Because he knows that Gary is going to act like a shit about it.
Also, I don't think Alex wants to hook up with someone on camera. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. I mean, he even said later on, he was like, it's like I came here to learn about sailing. Guess I'm not going to get that because Gary hasn't done anything.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to one more thing about the guests. I did like the Paul Lynn joke that was, oh, an amuse-bouche. Oh, I love being amused, especially in your bouche. Very Paul Lynn.
It was Paul Lynn. That was a Paul Lynn joke. Let's be honest. These queens were just not much older than us. We would have had a ball with them.
One of them was named Wickerlife, which really does sound like a hobbit.
It does.
Did someone say hobbit? Yes. Yes, here I am. Dildo Swaggins is here for your... Yes, Wickerlife is my old chum. You know, there's a section of gay hobbits from there's the Shire, but then there's also the old holes of river bottoms. yes, they're hobbits. Instead of big feet, they have big dicks. Big dicks.
Okay.
Big dicks.
I could see that coming a mile away.
Yes.
Mom, stop texting me. I'm talking to my friends, Mom. Stop.
Jacob.
Yes, I'm back. Yes, your friend. What?
Father's here.
Friend, what's wrong? You're looking over your shoulder like the eyes of Mordor are looking straight at you. Someone must be staring at you like a beastly dog name.
My parents are wondering why I'm screaming.
oh, must it's such a problem. Yes, but I feel like I should go now because hobbits don't do well at sea. We're not seafaring. We're much more land. I'm getting seasick, but I want to say, if you ever need me, Witherfell, I am your servant.
Well, thank you, Dildo Swaggers. We haven't seen you in a while.
You're welcome.
Mom, I'm coming. I'll be right there.
Anyway, I can't scream as the mom anymore because my father still doesn't know what's going on. The last thing I want to say about this episode, personally, is Alex was watching a tape about multiple male orgasms because of course he was. Or a DVD.
That turned you on. Y'all, he puts his hair back and he goes down on you for like 20 minutes just getting you ready. I know.
No, that's true. I don't know if it's that long, but he's trying to mail. I guarantee you he's tried to find Tantra.
Oh, yeah. I want to say this. I do love how Colin, it's totally, even in this episode, is like Gary's being a douchebag. And you see, like, he's trying to laugh about it, but you see the anger of Colin is coming up and up and up, and we'll see it next episode. He talks about his relationship with Gary. None of that mattered because those fucking fried olives looked so fucking amazing. I've never had fried olives.
A 10-course dinner. I'm so impressed with Aelisha. She's up there.
Well, and then there was a flower blossom, and then I didn't know it. She stuffed the flower blossom. She stuffed it, and then I went, wait a minute. Is that why those guys in the bar when we were on tour in Columbus kept calling you flower blossom?
You know, there's nothing better than a stuffed flower blossom or a stuffed poodle.
All right. Let's move on.
Squash blossom.
Stuff squash. Let's move on to episode 2. Y'all, we got to keep going because Poodle keeps looking over his shoulder, kind of like he's a high schooler watching porn for the first time, and he's worried about you.
I feel like that because I'm in a room with two mirrored window doors, and they just keep staring at me. I tried to get this done before everyone got home. But literally, I had to teach my mom how to use her new iPad for an hour. Y'all, I'm tech support when I'm at home. And the chef, apparently.
And the chef. All right, we're going to jump into it. We're on She Loves Me Not, episode 15.
Yeah.
Gary and Colin, it starts with them having this conversation. And even though Colin is hearing Gary out, at the same time, he's like, I think it's healthy for him to be taken down a peg.
I think Colin's always done a little bit of that shit stirring. Now it feels personal.
It does. It's going to build.
And I don't know. I liked it. There was one moment that Colin realized he fucked up with Aelisha when he said, the chef last year was really, really good. And he even said, good job for you, Aelisha, with that 10-course meal. The chef last year needed help.
That was a redemption.
So, yeah.
Even though it went on till 12 a.m., I got to say, my acid reflux would be so terrible that night when I went to bed.
Well, you can't go to bed for an hour and a half. Yeah. Anyway, do you at the very end of that last episode, they kind of continued it with this, where Gary got offended by Mad saying that she wished she'd kissed Alex sooner instead of Gary. Did you buy it, or was it Gary using it to make her feel worse?
Ding, ding, ding. Gary doesn't care. Gary doesn't care that she said it. He's just using it to make her feel worse and also to get sympathy. He thinks he's going to try to get any sympathy from Daisy that he can.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I was upset at him, and then they just showed a clip of Gary just touching himself in his underwear in bed.
Yep.
And I went, is he jacking off?
No, he just does that all the time. Did you notice that the costumes that the guests were wearing on their Pride Night dinner were like the ones we got from Nozama? Y'all, they are also clients of the Couture House of Nozama.
There are people.
I know.
There are people, y'all.
What's your next one?
Again, Chase is, we're going to bring it up again. Chase is trying to put his humongous dick in this banana hammock, as he says.
Yeah.
And again, I thought he was making it up. And then Chase and Gary just parade by the gay men. And it looks like with the, they walk by this gaggle of gays, and it almost looks like an antelope with a very shiny, bright white ass just walking by a pride of lions.
Yes. Old gay lions.
Old, like 10 scars.
Yeah.
10 scars are just like,
prepared.
Y'all, it's so easy with gay men. You don't have to give us that great service. You just need to give us gay food and guys in their underwear, and we're fucking going to tip you $30,000.
And we're fine because we want to be loved.
And we want to be loved. And you know what? The drinks were probably easier too, because we don't want fucking espresso martinis. We don't want these boozy ass drinks. What do we want, Poodle?
We want double vodka sodas.
That's what we want. We want just a full on liquor because we want to get to it. That's why we're pretty easy on these type of charters.
Yep. I would be the easiest charter guest.
It's so easy.
I would be the easiest because I'd be so worried about being mean to anyone because I would want them to like me, especially if it's on television.
Yes.
Oh, I'd be so worried.
And I will say, whereas you kind of got sick of it, it made me feel very in touch with pride because they went all out with the decorations and everything.
I just hit my wall with it. When I would work Pride weekends, I'm like, by Sunday, I'm like, I'm so tired of this.
I get it.
So tired of rainbow and up with everything.
You're kind of going off the point of Gary and saying that, though. Alex is like, yeah, I'm better than Gary. I know it. But yeah, that's kind of when I realized I don't think Alex is going to do anything to change this.
Give me a rainbow flag with like six different shades of gray. And then I can watch some type of...
Wow. What's your next teabag, Poodle? Wow, that's depressing.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I want to say that the next charter is also a gay charter, and we have a thruple, y'all. We've got a freaking thruple who's going to want to eat 400 grams of protein a day.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're going to be more high maintenance.
I totally agree.
What did you think about so Mads can kind of overhear Gary and Lucy. Gary's trying to talk to Lucy about Mads and be like, oh, she said this about me. Alex and Mads are kind of talking about it. And Alex is like, well, you kind of started this. And Mads is like, no, I didn't start it. And that's true. Mads hooked up with Gary, but Mads did not to start this whole relationship. She was very upfront with Gary about how she wanted to treat this from the beginning.
No, I think she was. I think also, though, Mads isn't establishing a boundary because she also wants to have
Gary. She goes back in bed with him, yeah.
She also wants to have Gary there whenever she wants. So this is everyone wanting to have their cake and eat it too.
It's messy. Gary's trying to kiss her again, and this whole thing where Colin sees, he's like, he's a desperate man. He calls it. He says, when Gary's ego feels attacked, he's got to get with some woman because he has to be with some woman.
Right. And even Gary is hurt. His ego is so fragile because he's hurt because Mad's talking about being with Alex. And earlier, there's a scene, and I want to just be super clear about this. Because we're gay men, so we don't know. I know that it is when a woman is on her period, you're going to hear kind of talk about this, and I'm not going to weigh on either side because we've never done that.
We've never done
so
that.
So we don't have a lot of experience with that. I do want to say what I heard from when she's like, "Oh, I'm bloated. I don't want to do anything tonight." And he's like, "Why are you bloated?" Alex was, because Alex is being kind of a low dick, like a low key dick to her.
He kind of is starting to. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Well, he's been doing it for a couple episodes, but it's getting worse. And she's like, "Oh, I got my period." And then it's almost like either she realized she wasn't supposed to say it because she was on camera, and she's like, "Oh, just kidding." But she said, "Just kidding." And I was like, I don't know why maybe she is, maybe she's not, maybe she's covering. I think what happened at the end of this episode, though, was really, really awful. And I don't know. I think it's an intersection of a lot of things about women's bodies and the things that men find either sexual or completely gross sometimes that men have about women on their periods, and these ideas of how,
and that women are disgusting when they're on their period.
That kind of cultural concept. And I think we're going to get a lot more talk of that next week.
You can say
we'll
that
off from
we'll be off from Gary finally hurt her. Because when he went up to her, because basically Gary finds out. What's really concerning about this is that...
Let's explain what happened if you don't watch the show.
Yes.
So Gary went down on Mads. And through either Alex or Colin, like, oh, they're here. Oh, my God. Anyway, sorry.
Poodle's family's here. Show's over.
Either Alex or Colin told Gary, "You go down on Mads last night? Oh, she was on her period." And the fact that they thought they could just talk about it is pretty awful.
Yes, and that he should have been known and been privy to when her, like, and then bring it up publicly. It's
to be fair, if There is an expectation for some.
But that's
for
a
men
private.
To say
that's
that.
A private.
It is.
Thing
it is
for it to be talked about publicly, and
he should have never done it in front of Lucy.
He should have never done it in front of Lucy, yeah.
And especially on duty.
It was really fucking gross.
It was. It was really awful. But it was even worse for me how the men were just bandying it around, talking about her body.
It was gross. It was gross.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of those moments where I just went, "Oh, I think I'm done with this season."
Yeah.
I think I'm done with talking about these people. I believe y'all. We have there are two more episodes next week, which will be out of, and then the reunion on the 18th, or maybe there are two more episodes.
I just want to say this. It felt like Gary couldn't find a way to take Mads down, and he finally found something that he knew could take her down a peg or try to.
I agree.
And that it felt like men, and Alex too, like you said, it felt like men trying to put women in her place because they haven't been able to do that with Mads.
Well, she's pretty much being transgressive about what people have done in the past. They've usually the men on the boat have had their run.
Yeah.
And Mads has kind of decided what she wanted to do, even though she's been with Gary.
Yep. Y'all, that's it. There's some other stuff that happened that we were going to talk about, but Poodle's nieces and nephews showed up, and they're about to barge into the room, and we can't talk about period talk in front of the 5-year-old kids.
No, I don't think we can. I didn't have anything.
I don't have anything else. I don't think I had anything. It's fine. Lucy getting hit in the head with a fucking champagne bottle,
which almost happened before.
Hit her. Yeah, like she's just comical. Y'all, that's your Below Deck this week. We're wrapping things up. Have a great holiday. We appreciate you so much. Lord, we're doing the best we can, but there's just fireworks going off literally, metaphorically, and everywhere in our lives.
Y'all, we never knew that the busiest week we would have would be the week, first of all, the week I'm in South Carolina, and the week before our vacation.
Trying to go on vacation. Well, your vacation and my just trying to have a fucking surgery I've always wanted to have. Anyway, y'all. Well,
enjoy your tummy tuck. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, the whole body lift. That's it. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. We got to get the fuck out of here. Until next time, what do we say, Poodle?
Anchors again.